Join us for Diamond Seller's Wedding Weekend, July 24th and 25th. We guarantee the best price year-round, and Wedding Weekend adds an advantage you won't find anywhere else. Enjoy preferred bridal pricing up to 30% off for 1 weekend only. Visit Diamond Seller, July 24th and 25th.
First up on Columbus Perspective, joining me on the phone is Franklin County Coroner Dr. Anahi Ortiz. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for talking to us. You know, I know that you ran unopposed, but you still won, and it's a win. A win is a win, right?
Exactly. People have confidence in me, so I got quite a few votes, even though I was unopposed, so that's good.
That's outstanding. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're here to talk today about the ongoing problem with overdose deaths, which through the first 6 months of this year were up dramatically here in Franklin County.
Exactly. They were up about 73% from the same period last year. So that's huge. And we are not the only county or, you know, city or even state seeing the same scenario. This is a national phenomenon that's occurring.
The number that you had released a few months ago, 437 through the month of June in Franklin County, up from 257 the previous year. You're talking about 2.5 deaths per day just in Franklin County.
Exactly. So, and then just a perspective, when we looked at nationally recently, they came out with the national numbers just for 2019, and nationally we've been seeing close to 200 people dying of overdoses a day nationally. I'm going to say for sure that this year nationally is probably going to be close to 300 a day, and again, here in Franklin County, as you noticed, at least two a day, and that's what we are seeing here, is anywhere from 2 to 4 a day people coming in who have died by overdose.
And they seem to come by waves. You'll put out a press release occasionally talking about a bad batch out on the street or something where you'll get 6 or 10 of them in a day.
Exactly. They do seem to come in waves. It's been almost weekly, so our epidemiologist did kind of look at those surge calls from September till November and look to see what the, you know, average between the calls was, between the increases, and it's almost weekly. So it was about 6.5 days in between waves, if you will.
What role is the pandemic playing in all this?
Obviously, we know that this was occurring, some of this was occurring before the pandemic started, because we were seeing increases in January and February before we really got hit here in Ohio. And when you look at nationally, same story, but it's the pandemic has exacerbated the issue. And the social isolation is really a problem for people who are in recovery, because they, folks in recovery from addiction, really need that social component, the meetings, the group meetings, to help them through. Sure, you know, the virtual is probably second best, and it's better than nothing, but you know, when I look at some of what we're seeing, there's quite a few who have been in recovery that relapse. So I think that's been a problem. You know, treatment, we have treatment here. So treatment is available, and more treatment has come throughout this. So I don't think so much it's treatment, but that social isolation that's impacting folks. Also, we know that when folks use alone, there isn't anyone there to administer the naloxone. And if they're in isolation already, you know, or isolating, social isolation from COVID, they're using alone, more and more using alone, no one's there to administer Narcan.
Talking with Dr. Anahi Ortiz, the Franklin County coroner. Boy, between this and the pandemic, the numbers that go through your system, the morgue and everything, it just must be unrecognizable compared to what it would have been 5 years ago.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. It's been eye-opening, you know, for us. As with, you know, the first responders, we're known as the last responders. So, you know, our system's being stretched in terms of staffing, and we have a new facility, so room is not an issue, but staffing is an issue, which kind of trickles down to everything that we do, reports coming out and, you know, public records requests coming out. We're impacted also as an agency.
Yeah, it's got to be unbelievable. The statistics that you broke down at the end of June, it looked like fentanyl still is the overwhelming problem, but that meth is also ticking up pretty significantly as well.
Exactly. Fentanyl has been a problem, but has gradually worsened. I think we started seeing an issue in 2017, and it's just gone uphill from there. The majority of overdose deaths are due to fentanyl, whether it's fentanyl by itself or fentanyl combined with cocaine and methamphetamine. Those are the three that we're seeing most of this year.
And in your statistics, close to 70% of victims are male and about 70% are white.
Exactly. And that's not a change. That's been consistent from when we started looking at this. So it's mainly white males who are dying by overdose or of overdoses.
And you even broke it down by zip codes, and it looks like the southwest side of Columbus and the south side of Columbus are where the most activity seems to be.
Right. We were a little surprised with the 43232 because that's not been on our radar before. We started seeing more this year in that area, but the other areas have been consistently, you know, high in overdose fatalities.
Talking with Franklin County Coroner Dr. Anahi Ortiz, the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance and some of these statewide efforts and task force and such, are all those still operating and trying to get a grip on all this?
Yes, everyone is still operating against, you know, some resources have had to be pulled into pandemic. So resources are probably limited, but people are still working on this issue. The Opioid Alliance has really been almost a savior in this because that's their focus, and they've been pushing, you know, messaging and information to the public. So I really have to give kudos to them. For all their work.
Going forward, in the second half of this year, does it look like these trends are still continuing?
Oh, yes. I didn't have time to give you exact numbers, but we're above. As of October, September, end of September, early October, we had already surpassed the numbers who have died of overdoses from 2019 total.
Wow.
So by September, we were above that number. So I'm speculating, oh my. So last year we had 540, 550, something like that, people die of overdoses for the year. This year, I'm going to say for sure over 700.
Wow.
If not closer to 1,000, because we really are having quite a lot of people die of overdoses.
I know that federal funding to help alleviate the problem has increased dramatically in the last 2 or 3 years, but because of the pandemic, are you afraid that some of that's going to get kind of washed out and going forward, fewer resources might be available?
Yes, I am concerned, you know, because there's always so much money, and you have all these pockets that you put the money in, and even like grants, I'm not sure if, you know, the same amounts that have been dedicated to grants to work on this issue, you know, no one's really sure where we'll be at next year in terms of funding for different programs and We know, for example, that grants and funding for domestic violence was reduced, right? So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but most people are on the edge wondering about that.
Really a difficult situation. Dr. Anahi Ortiz, Franklin County Coroner, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want to make sure folks know there is treatment out there. Findtreatment.gov. That there are groups that there are areas that you can get naloxone for free. Reach out to Columbus Public Health. Reach out to some of your harm reduction groups that are out there. And parents, please talk to your children about drugs. About especially now, children are more and more on the internet. And I was in the fall sometime, I was on a series of calls talking about the increase of trafficking of children because of their increased internet usage. Well, the same applies to drugs. Facebook is a biggie for selling drugs. Dark web use for selling drugs. So parents need to really talk to their children and also be very cognizant of what's going on with the internet usage.
Isn't it so odd that, you know, everybody's spending much more time at home, and it seems like in some ways that could be perhaps a healthier environment, and yet by now we're all starting to feel so socially disconnected, and it's all just very troubling.
Right. However, we know there's a vaccine in the near future, so I always want to, you know, a lot of people in the field and in the health field are feeling compassion fatigue, right? And everything is negative. You know, we're seeing these high numbers. And I think we need to also be positive that there's a vaccine in the near future. This will not be, you know, forever, and there are so many resources out there for mental health and to improve the way we're all feeling.
Yeah, hopefully once we turn the corner and start to pull out of winter as the vaccine becomes available, that'll make a spring like no other, hopefully.
Oh, yes. That sounds fabulous. That sounds like a new... new commercial.
It does.
Yeah. New media message.
Right. Dr. Anahi Ortiz, she's the Franklin County Coroner. Thanks so much for your time today.